How good is their pass rush?
Pretty good. When you look at some of the players that they have on their defense, you know, number one, they do a really nice job of playing their scheme. They're physical. They're tough. Got good quickness. You know, they fly around. They pursue the football. Should be a pretty good challenge for us.
You were here in 92 and Favre threw the touchdown pass against Cincinnati, right?
My rookie year.
Yeah. What do you recall from that?
Just the excitement of it. You know, Brett getting an opportunity to go in the game and play. Magic obviously got injured. And the comeback, the big comeback, throwing the touchdown, I believe, to Kittrick Taylor, if I'm not mistaken, in our north end zone on the right side. So just the excitement and the joy of it all. And actually, that was the start of his era.
You knew right then and there that he was going to be a Hall of Famer, right?
He was off to a really good start. I know that.
Hey, everyone, when you don't have a whole lot of options, you told us last week, you know, we'll have a plan for the tackles. I'm just wondering. It was interesting to talk to Justin, kind of about his experience and say, you know, I don't want people to just say I did a good job for what I was forced to do. I want people to say that I did a good job. And he viewed his mistakes. How do you coaches assess a guy when he's thrown into that kind of a situation? Because it sounds like from players to coaches, everybody's really pleased with what a guy did when he was put in a really tough spot there.
Right. You know, I believe, going back to what we said earlier, he did. He did a good job. And that's really all you can ask for and want. You know, when you're in that situation, I want to be a guy that I did my part. I did my job. And whatever the case may be, and we felt like last week he did. He did a good job. He stepped in there. Obviously, we all make mistakes. I don't think any of us have ever played a perfect game. But the corrections were made, and overall, he did a nice job. Jumping in there in that type of situation, going on the road, hostile environment, loud environment, he did. He did a nice job.
Is that deep? Do you need to see players in those kind of situations to truly know what you've got in them? Like, you can see them practice well, you can see, but when kind of the rubber hits the road, is that when you know what a guy's kind of made of?
Well, the starting point is certainly in practice, you know, because when you practice at a high level, you know, it helps with your overall confidence, I think. So that's the starting point. And then obviously there's the game experience part of it. When you see a guy basically apply everything that he's been showing or doing or was taught from the classroom to the practice field, now you see him actually doing it on game day, and it starts to come into fold, so to speak. So definitely I think the starting point with him was his overall preparation, and, you know, when he had his opportunity, we felt like he did a good job.
Edgar, as an offensive coordinator, if you sit down early in the week to make your game plan and you see that, you know, one of the marquee players for an opposing defense is out, whoever it may be, whether it's a corner or a linebacker or a D-lineman, is it tempting to just try and go right at that spot immediately when you sit down to draw up what you want to do?
You obviously take notice of that particular opponent not having maybe one of their, impact players. But I don't think you want to get away from who you are and what you do. I think you got to keep the focus on us and what we do extremely well and what we want to improve on. I think that's really how we look at it. It's not so much about the opponent. It's what we do and how we go about doing it.
Do you feel better about your O-line than you did depth-wise? I realize you lost Jason. You lost Donnie, who are good players, but after you've seen what Kyle's done and what Justin's done?
You know, we do, you know, but you go back to, you know, how they prepared and played in training camp, you know, and now, you know, they get an opportunity to play more than they did, you know, in years past. I think, you know, they're certainly, stepping up, and doing their job. And that's really the bottom line. I think each and every one of our players, we all have a role to do, a job to do, and we got to make sure we just focus and concentrate on doing our job.
If Randall's unable to go, we've seen, you know, Geronimo play that slot position at times in OTAs and camp. Just because of the way he's built, does he bring a different type of approach to that position than, you know, somebody Cobb's size can?
Well, you know, not comparing him to Randall because totally different type players. But I'll say this about both players, you know, love their play style. Geronimo does an outstanding job breaking tackles, making people miss. I think when you go back and you look at his tape, you know, that stands out. Obviously, his size, that stands out. That helps as far as for him to make, you know, make people miss and break those tackles. But overall, I mean, you go back and look at some of the things he was able to accomplish last year and even during preseason. He practices that way. So it's no surprise when he gets his opportunity, he steps in. And he's productive because every time he steps out on the practice field, you see it. I mean, he truly practices or trains the way, you know, he anticipates or expects to play. And I think going back to what we always talk about, that's a direct result of our preparation and what we put into it on the practice field.
Edgar, you were a workhorse back for a good chunk of your career.
Thank you.
You're welcome. True. But how do you figure out what a workhorse in 2017 as opposed to 92, 93, 94 is supposed to look like with Ty? And how do you kind of incorporate some of those young guys so you don't have him playing quite as much as you've had in the first 2 weeks?
It's still early in the year, you know, week two, heading into week three now. You know, as far as his opportunities, you know, I think each and every game will probably be different. But as far as what he's been able to accomplish, number one, he can carry the load. But also, you know, the additional guys getting their opportunities as well will, you know, factor into that as well. So as far as, you know, trying to put a number on it, I think it's early. I think it's really early in the year before we can just put a number on it. I think, you know, as the season progresses, it'll define itself.